This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's day five of the search for survivors in that collapsed condo building near Miami. 9 people are known dead, 152 still missing. But rescuers say they have hope. Here's our Julie Walker.
It's a hope family members clung to, even though no one has been pulled out alive since the first day the building fell. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said yesterday the death toll rose by 4 people to a total of 9, but more than 150 are still missing.
Our top priority continues to be search and rescue and saving any lives that we can.
Alfredo Lopez, who lived on the 6th floor, was able to get out alive. He was at church Sunday praying for others.
I hope to God that they're going to find somebody, but man, you know, if you saw what I saw, nothingness, and then, you know, you go over there and you see, like, you know, all the rubble, how can somebody survive that?
I'm Julie Walker.
It's going to be 114 degrees in Portland, Oregon today, 105 in Seattle. The National Weather Service is warning this is not just record-breaking heat, it's dangerous. Meteorologist Dan Peterson.
This week we're expecting Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and Montana to have several days in a row of high heat with record-breaking temperatures at multiple locations across these states.
Power's out for thousands of people as the hot temperatures get hotter. The Weather Service says things may cool down tomorrow. The Pentagon says President Biden authorized military airstrikes against militia groups near the border between Iraq and Syria. The targeted facilities were used by the militias to launch attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq. The militias used unmanned aerial vehicles, says the Pentagon. This is AP News. You don't hear this often.
Extremely sensitive defense documents about the British military have been found at a bus stop in England. The top secret papers included details on a possible UK military presence in Afghanistan, as well as predictions on potential Russian reactions to a British ship in waters off Crimea. An anonymous member of the public contacted British broadcaster the BBC when they found the approximately 50-page document in a soggy heap behind a bus stop in Kent, southeast of London. The Ministry of Defence said an employee had reported the loss of the documents last week. The department also said it takes security of information extremely seriously and has launched an investigation. Karen Chamas, London.
Serena Williams says she will not go to the Tokyo Olympics, but she didn't say why during a video conference with reporters yesterday. The games begin on July 23rd. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.